Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd, and welcome to another edition of Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today, we salute the group Animotion through the eyes of its male lead, Bill Wadhams. Animotion's an American synth-pop band from L.A., best known for songs like Obsession, Let 'Em Go, I Engineer, and Room to Move. They formed in 1983, lasted through 86, and then reformed in 2001. Astrid Plain is the keyboardist, Paul Antonelli, bassist, Charles Ottavio, and drummer David Frenchy O'Brien had originally been members of the LA-based Red Zone. As Red Zone was soon to be breaking up, the manager had an idea to pair frontwoman Astrid with Bill Wadhams, who also performed at the venue as a part of the Billy Bond band. Well, Animotion would be appearing at our yearly special shows that we did at Thunder Valley Casino, and it was Bill that I talked to about Animotion, Astrid, and getting back together again. He's a delightful guy, very friendly, very informative. And here's my interview with Bill on 101.5 K-Hits. You sound great again. All right. You're in L.A., right?
Well, I was in L.A. for many years. Now I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you're a Rochester boy, and I'm from Manhattan, so look how much we have in common.
Yeah, although I must say, once somebody was walking by and said, I said, oh, you're from New York, and he said, yeah, where are you from? I said, I'm Rochester, and he said, no, that's not New York, man. That's nothing to be proud of. I was like, oh, God. Come on, man.
Except for the Kodak plant. What the hell's going on in Rochester, right?
Yeah, I know it. Yes.
All right. Well, let's get down to business, man. You're going to be here for K-Hits Rewind Fest September 2nd in Thunder Valley. Have you ever been to Sacramento?
I have played Thunder Valley once before. Yeah, I lived in Sacramento for about a year in 74, something like that.
That's when I came to town in 75 to work at the country station KRAK. Do you ever listen?
It's fuzzy. It's so long ago.
That's where you're supposed to lie and say, "Oh yeah, Joey, you were awesome."
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, Joey. Yeah, I remember going out to that rodeo and meeting you at that little booth. We had a beer.
Yeah, that was us. That was me.
That was you in the cowboy hat, right?
Yeah. So, nice. Look, you form Animotion in 1983. Actually, you joined the group because they were originally Red Zone, right? And then that dissolved.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So how did you end up with the group? Did they audition you, or did you audition them?
Well, what happened was Astrid was being managed by a guy named Larry Ross, and Larry, he went and took a course in engineering, record engineering. He was interested in what it's like to produce a record. He came into a studio, and I was recording some songs of mine. I was the guinea pig band. I was the band that they were using to teach students how to record. And so he heard me playing, and he thought that I would be a good partner for Astrid, you know, to sing with her. So he brought me in to meet with her and the band that she had, the remnants of Red Zone. And they said, hey, if you join up with us, you will be the writer and co-front man with Astrid. So I said, all right, let's give it a go.
You guys look so good together on your videos, too, man. I mean, there was a lot of chemistry.
You.
It was really cool. So you guys are together, and then 1 year later, this is 1983, in 84, you sign up with Mercury. That didn't take long.
Yeah. No, that was surprisingly fast. You know, what can I say? You just never know what's going to happen. I had been hammering away in other bands for years in Los Angeles, and once I got together with Astrid, all of a sudden we got some attention. Go figure. Pretty girl, you know. We got some attention and a very wonderful record company executive named Russ Regan. He signed us to our deal. Now, he had signed Elton John, Neil Diamond, worked with the Beach Boys. I mean, he was an icon who just passed away this last Memorial Day. Oh. On Memorial Day, he just passed away. So rest in peace, Russ. But he saw us, and he said to us, you guys could be the Fleetwood Mac for the 80s.
And he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. You know, guy and a girl, mm-hmm. Taking turns singing lead and then singing some duets. That was his vision.
He was so right. You were successful here in the States, but that pales in comparison to how famous you were in, let me see, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, South Africa, thanks to, what was it, iEngineer?
Yeah, yeah.
That song made number five on the charts. What's it like to be on stage in a foreign country where you don't speak the language and they don't speak yours?
Oh, you know, there is a lot of English all over the place, although, you know, you try to do what you can to learn a bit of the language wherever you go. But, yeah, it was very bizarre. You know, this was all happening in the days of MTV and how crazy it is that once it hits MTV and they were playing Obsession every hour in the United States, once every hour. So
wow.
I went from Mr. Nobody painting houses to being recognized every time I walked out the door. And of course, even though I was now visible, it didn't change my bank account, really. And it was, I'll never forget, some fan coming up to me at a show saying, what's it like being a millionaire? And I was like, why would you think I'm a millionaire? Because you're on TV, man. You're on TV.
Yeah, and you got a hit record, you're on stage, you're on TV. So the perception is you're living in a mansion someplace.
That's right. You've made it. You're set for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I saw you guys perform in Santa Cruz at the Beach Boardwalk in 2012, and I loved it. It was a great show. A lot of energy.
Thank you. That was so much. That's almost surreal.
Yeah.
Standing on that stage, and as the sun is setting,
mm-hmm.
and it's a free concert, so
right.
The place was packed.
Yeah.
Wow.
People bring their lawn chairs, sit there hours before the concert to have a good seat, and you did not disappoint. So now you're writing songs for Animotion, and then all of a sudden Mercury says, wait a minute, you can't write the songs anymore. That ticked you off, didn't it?
Yeah, and it wasn't exactly that they said I couldn't write anymore. It's just that the guy who signed us, good old Russ, he left. A different guy came in. He wanted to make us over. It was a time in the record business where people started writing songs for Heart, like These Dreams was written by, I think, Diane Warren, and Heart, and also Starship. Now Starship. People, Hollywood songwriters are writing hits for that band. And so this guy thought that's what we should do because he thought, well, we can guarantee hits if we have, like, these other people write your songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went along with it to a point, and then I bailed out.
Yeah. And that's, let's see, 88. You don't come back until 2001. What made you decide to do that?
What happened was a radio station here in Portland, Oregon, a wonderful guy named Alex Hart, who was working at the radio station, called me up and said, hey, Bill, we'd like to pay you to come to an event as Bill from Animotion. It's a big 80s event. We'd like to pay you to come to it. And I said, if you're going to throw money at me, let me see if I can get Astrid to come and join me. And I thought, well, Astrid and I had a bit of a falling out, but since then we had a few conversations, and we said if we ever have an opportunity to do something, we'll take a whack at it. So he called me up and said, would you come to this event? I said, well, let me see if I can get Astrid. once she said yes, he said, well, what about the rest of the band? Can you get them? And I started making calls, and it became a reunion.
That's wonderful. And you've been together ever since, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know. It's crazy.
You mentioned Starship, and you'll be performing with them here at Thunder Valley, part of our big show called K-Hits Rewind Fest, A Salute to the 80s. So it's going to be a fabulous show.
Oh, that's a cool venue, too. It's beautiful. Outdoor venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really nice production values, stage. As a matter of fact, when we played there with Berlin, we were kind of blown away because Berlin brought video to put behind them.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is being more common now, that you would have the kind of production value that you could bring a video and they'd throw it up there on the big screen. And you got, you know, Berlin, Terry Nunn in Berlin have always been on the cutting edge, and she's fantastic. And so we were like, oh my gosh, we got to get our act together and get some video.
You're such a humble guy, and I love that. I mean, with all your success, and you're still so down to earth.
Oh, life brings you down to earth, man. You know that.
The reality of it. You've appeared with Phil Collins on stage, Depeche Mode, The Eurythmics, Genesis, INXS. Do you get to more or less see these folks perform, or are you in the dressing room getting ready for your time on stage?
No, we are. I'm always like on the edge of the stage, and getting to know anybody when I get a chance, and to look and see how they do it. I'll never forget when we first started playing with Depeche Mode, and we wondered how the heck do they make the sound that they make, because it's phenomenal and huge. I came around the edge of the stage, and there were two huge tape machines, like 8-track tape machines in sync.
Wow.
Big, you know, the tapes rolling, and then they were up on stage, these beautiful sets, like hitting corrugated metal, very dramatic looking stuff. And my first take on that was, that's cheating, man. That's cheating to have some of the sound of your record on tape. But if you see them in interviews, they were presented with the same problem that so many bands are, and that is, how are you going to make that happen on stage?
Yeah.
And the thing with them is, they figured out a way to do it, and no matter what anybody thinks, they brought that amazing, huge sound to the audience. And they still do to this day. And so they're playing some live, and they've got some backing. And now, these days, that is very common.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, so many acts have, you'll see, like, the keyboard player, the guy in Muse, he's down tucked under the stage there, and he's running all kinds of sounds behind the guitarist, the bass player, and the drummer, and it's majestic.
Yeah, they have to do it that way. I think that's why the Beatles stopped touring, too, because they were creating these awesome sounds in a studio that they just couldn't replicate on stage in person.
Yeah.
And nowadays,
yeah,
they could,
and,
yeah.
And also, they had such lousy PA systems in those venues
yeah.
that they played in.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
In baseball stadiums, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I just can't wait to see you September 2nd at Thunder Valley. And is Astra going to be with you?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, last year we had our original drummer return to us. His name is Jim Blair. And so now when we go out, we have Astrid Plain. We have keyboard player Greg Smith, who was on all our albums. And drummer Jim. So we have four original people, which is a little bit rare for an 80s band.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great show. And try and stay cool. I'll bring one of those, you know, fans and put it up your way, because it gets a little warm around September there.
It does.
Thank you so much for taking some time out and talking to us, Bill.
You're welcome, Joey. I look forward to seeing you at the show, man.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.